Here is Chapter 2 of King of the Dollhouse by Patricia Clapp. The next morning, Ellie woke early and lay with her eyes closed, trying to remember what wonderful, unbelievable thing had happened. Something to do with the dollhouse. What was it? A dream? Suddenly, she heard tiny, tiny sounds, giggles, little voices, almost too faint to be heard at all. Her eyes snapped open and she rolled over quickly in bed. They were still there. In the little bedroom where King Bora Bora had gone to sleep so quickly the night before, the teeniest, smallest creatures imaginable were jumping around on his bed. They were chubby with bright little eyes, and they wore identical little cover-up suits in different colors. They wriggled around like young puppies, falling off the king's bed and scrambling happily on again. King Bora Bora had pulled the blanket way over his head, so only the top of his crown showed. With a chortle, one of the babies pulled with both tiny hands until he had the crown and put it on his own head. It was so large, though only as big around as a nickel, that it came down to his shoulders. Ellie laughed softly. "Good morning," she said. All the babies turned toward her at once, their eyes wide with surprise. Slowly, King Bora Bora pulled his head out from beneath the covers and sat up in bed.
"Where's my crown?" he asked. "Which one of you took my crown this time?" "Oh, it's you, is it? Have you no respect for your father? Here, give it back to me."
Reaching down to where the baby sat on the floor, with the crown resting on his little shoulders, King Bora Bora lifted it off and replaced it on his own head. Then he turned to Ellie.
"Good morning," he said graciously.
"Did you sleep well?" Ellie inquired. The king flipped back the blanket, sending several of the babies sliding off the bed, and then stood up, adjusting his red velvet robe.
"Quite well until the children awoke. I thought I had made it clear that we like our peanut butter delivered early."
"I'm sorry," said Ellie. "I just woke up." She hopped out of bed herself and dropped to her knees on the fuzzy rug, doing it carefully so as not to frighten the royal children, who still sat looking at her. "I'll get the peanut butter right away. Just wait here and I'll bring it from the kitchen."
"I assume you have an explanation for your parents," the king remarked.
"Oh," said Ellie, "I hadn't thought of that. Well, couldn't I just bring them up here and show you them?"
"You make us sound like something in a museum," the king said fretfully.
"You are, rather," Ellie said. "A very interesting museum," she hastened to add. "Not the kind with just bones and things."
"Hmm," said the king.
"So I'll bring up Mother and Daddy to see you."
"Hmm," said the king again. "We regret having to exercise our royal authority," he went on, "but we must insist that our presence not be made known to your parents."
"We?" Ellie repeated. "You mean the babies and you?"
The king drew himself up to his full 6 inches. "We were not speaking of our royal children," he said distinctly. "We were speaking of our royal self. If you had any knowledge of royalty at all, you would know that this is the way we speak."
Ellie laughed. "You're so small, it sounds funny to be we. There's hardly enough even to be I or me."
"A very one-sided point of view. If everyone and everything were exactly the same size, this would be a very odd world indeed. Now, are we or are we not to be properly fed here? If not, I must gather the children together and search for other lodgings."
Ellie rose quickly to her feet. "I'll get your peanut butter right away, and I won't say anything to my parents. At least, not yet. I'll be right back." Ellie heard her mother and father talking in their room as she ran past, so she knew the kitchen would be empty. She fetched the jar of peanut butter from the cupboard shelf, added a slice of bread and a knife just in case someone wanted a sandwich, and a paper napkin to be tidy. Then she hurried back upstairs to her room, closing the door quietly behind her. "I got it," she said. "I got the peanut butter." King Bora Bora looked at her out of the little bedroom window.
"Excellent," he said. "The babies are becoming quite hungry."
Some of them were lying on the dollhouse floor, holding their little stomachs and crying in their tiny voices. Ellie unscrewed the top of the peanut butter jar and set it on the dining room floor because it was the easiest place. Then she reached carefully into the little kitchen for the tiny plates and spoons. Before she could get them, the royal babies were climbing happily into the open jar, mashing peanut butter into their mouths with their little hands. Ellie looked at them disapprovingly. "Your children have dreadful manners," she said to King Bora Bora. "Look at them. Why can't they use plates and spoons like other people?"
"Because they're not like other people," said the king. "Besides, I have quite enough to worry about in getting their peanut butter without worrying about how they eat it."
"Well, you should worry about how they eat it," Ellie scolded. "Come down here and see for yourself." With a sigh, King Bora Bora came down the stairs of the dollhouse, moving in stately fashion, and went into the dining room, where he stood gazing at his children.
"They are rather sloppy," he admitted finally.
"I should say they are. Help me scoop them out of the jar and we'll teach them to eat properly." Just at that moment, a few of the babies, covered with peanut butter, toppled over the side of the jar onto the floor, where they promptly rolled up into happy little heaps and fell fast asleep. Their stomachs were as round as marbles. Within an instant, the rest of them followed suit.
"I fear it's too late to teach them anything just now," the king said.
"I expect you're right," Ellie agreed. "They really are peanut butter babies, aren't they? Well, at lunchtime, things are certainly going to be different." She put the top back on the peanut butter jar, screwing it down firmly, and placed it on her dresser. "Now I must get dressed," she said. "It's time for my breakfast." King Bora Bora cleared his throat.
"I believe you have overlooked something," he said. "A little matter of my breakfast."
"Oh," said Ellie, "I thought you would eat peanut butter too."
"At my age," the king snorted, a very small snort. "No, healthful as it may be, I have outgrown peanut butter. I could do with a raisin or two, however, or perhaps a bit of cookie."
"What about some bread crumbs?" Ellie asked. "There's a slice right here." The king looked depressed.
"Just plain bread crumbs? Well, if I must, I must. Would a drop of water be too much to ask?"
"Of course not. I'll get some for you." Ellie went into the bathroom and started to fill a glass with water, when she soon realized the king would never be able to drink from something so huge. With sudden inspiration, she took the cap off her toothpaste tube, scrubbed it carefully, and put a drop of water in it. Taking it back to the dollhouse, she set it on the dining room table, adding several soft crumbs from the slice of bread. King Bora Bora watched her.
"What's that great thing?" he asked, pointing to the toothpaste cap.
Ellie told him, "It's the smallest thing I could find. If you use both hands, you'll be able to lift it, I think." Taking the blunt-nosed scissors from her desk, she cut a little square from the paper napkin, folded it neatly, and laid it on the table. King Bora Bora sat down in one of the chairs, spread the tiny napkin across his lap, and surveyed the meal.
"Bread and water," he said mournfully. "One would think I was a prisoner."
He picked up one of the crumbs, broke it neatly, and took a bite.
"Just hand me the newspaper, will you?" he said. "I may as well read it again while I eat."
As Ellie laid the little paper beside his place at the table, she said, "Doesn't royalty ever say please?" The king gazed at her for a second, and then inclined his head with dignity.
"You are quite right," he said. "Noblesse oblige. Thank you, my dear."
Ellie dressed and went down to breakfast. Check back next week for the following chapter of this book.